the effects of the golf industry on my state are not good. And I write about it in the book, and I was very conflicted, because when I had quit playing, I mean, I'd always played at kind of old courses. There was no houses or subdivision. There was no what you would call no development there. Golf course development, I never heard of such a thing. And now the whole industry has changed, as you know. And there are places where the golf course itself is just an excuse for a massive real estate development. And I was determined not. First of all, I don't like playing in those places. A friend of mine took. I was in Orlando and I went to one. And it was very highly rated, great course, and it had some sort of scenic rating, you know, the seal of approval from some local environmental group. So I go out there, and there's condo buildings jutting into every hole, and you feel, and the way I sliced the ball, by the way, I had a feeling that I could be crashing into someone's bedroom with a golf ball, interrupting something very private. I mean, I live in this nightmare. But I thought, two things, and I write about this, I don't understand, and maybe I don't get it, the idea of people, and there are many, many people who love living on a golf course. They want to be right on a fairway. Now, the idea of strangers traipsing through my backyard, hacking away, looking for their balls in my rose garden or whatever, is appalling to me. But they love this, and I don't know whether they're masses or sadists, and they just like to see guys and men and women in pain, or whether they love the sport that much. But it's huge real estate in Florida and elsewhere. If you get literally a golf course lot is as expensive as a lot on the Indian River, or in some cases on parts of the Atlantic Ocean. I cannot conceive of why, but that's what's fueled this massive, massive development, and I have very strong feelings about it, and I write about it in the book. The other sad thing that I have to say, I mean, I try to do on sort of old-style course. When golf was invented hundreds of years ago, it was invented really as a walk in nature, and the courses were designed in the full scope of the natural elements. There was no bulldozers, there was no land movers. You went out and you played on the moors of Scotland, wherever it was, and there was the stick in the distance, and it was just a walk, and the contours of the land remained the same, everything. But it was the whole idea was getting outdoors, getting in nature. It's a much different thing now, although the experience can be the same on certain, especially some of the old northern courses that remain designed that way. You won't see a house, you won't see a condo tower. You feel like you're in the woods. In Florida, especially South Florida, where I grew up, the habitats have been so destroyed by overdevelopment that the golf courses have become wildlife sanctuaries. It is the darndest thing, and I tell people this, you are more likely to see rare and endangered wildlife on a golf course in Florida than you are on a hike through the Everglades, and that's the truth. That's the sad truth. They become these refuges for the last, because they're quiet, they have trees, usually water, they have protected areas, and the animals go there to get away from the interstates on both sides and whatever other developments there are. But it is really a truth, and I've noticed it when I play. You know, I write about this in the book. I was at this course in Orlando, the David Ledbetter deal, and there I see a bobcat hunting on one of the fairways, and she has three kittens in the bushes. And I grew up my whole life in Florida. I've never seen, you would not normally ever see a bobcat with her kittens because she wouldn't ever let you see them. But this is, and when I got up in the hotel later, and I mean, I went up to the top and I looked out and I understood why that animal was there. There was nowhere else for her to go. I mean, there was interstates on both sides, housing subdivisions as far as you could see, and big construction project. So this is where she was living, raising these kittens. But nonetheless, it was startling to me. And the interesting thing is she was hunting a flock of sandhill cranes, which are also a protected species, but you would never see probably anywhere else but on a golf course in Florida. Very strange. But you're right. I mean, I was conflicted about it. I wrote about it. I feel strong. I think we got time for one more question. Yes?
Have you read other writers' books about golf?
I've read a few books. I didn't read John's book. I know John. Did I read any other books about golf? Well, I was mostly trying to read instructional books because I was trying to learn. So I read like Jack Nicklaus's book and Ben Hogan's book, which was, God bless Ben Hogan, it was impenetrable. It was unbelievably impenetrable. And I read Tiger has a big book. I read that. I was just trying to read stuff so I could maybe learn something from. But there's been some great, wonderful golf literature written over the years. This is not it, by the way. you've been great. I'll see you up here.